We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, from Learfield.
Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Dave Hunziker with John Holcomb, and welcome to February. A little rough against K-State Saturday. We've talked about this for a while. Two with K-State, two with Texas Tech, two with Kansas, two with TCU in the final month. It's backloaded, and you have to go to Baylor and Texas, and the Kansas State Wildcats offered a rather sobering welcome to the month of February. They were really good, and, you know, the reality is, I think in our minds, just being realistic, you knew at some point this would happen. When you're as thin as the Cowboys are, personnel-wise, you're as young as the Cowboys are, and you're facing some teams like a Kansas State that has a lot of experience, you know this is possible, and probably at some point it's going to happen. Now, happening on your home floor is a little bit catches you off guard, but you had a feeling one of these, well, there's a decent chance this might happen at some point. You hate to say it, but that's just being honest.
The knee jerk of this too, Dave, is can you think of a worse matchup for the Cowboys in the league? Well, you can't really say that because we haven't seen TCU, haven't seen Kansas, but based on what Kansas State does and what their personnel is, it's going to be right up there at the top if it's not the worst matchup.
Well, one of the reasons why it's even more complicated this year is that Bruce Weber's really good at preparing teams to play other teams. They're really good at scouting. And Oklahoma State has a lot of guys who are different, but you're not talking about guys that are multiple skill guys. They're really good at one, maybe two things, and they were just dialed in terms of, okay, this is this guy's strength. He's not doing that. Here's this guy's strength. He's not doing that. And it sort of progressed that way. And they, when they're on offensively, they're really, really, really good.
Here, the most concerning thing to me out of all of this wasn't that the game plan worked so well for Kansas State. It was that the immediate response to the physicality just wasn't there. You were getting pushed off spots. You were allowing them to dictate everything in the game. Look, great teams are going to be able to do that regardless of what you try to do, but the Cowboys didn't respond immediately And I think that's really what I wanted to see a little bit more of. And frankly, what I think we'll see moving forward. Now, whether that ends up in successful outcomes or not, I don't know. But just the fact that there were too many times, even when, you know, Kansas State had gone on that run and they had the game in control, and then you had a few loose ball situations where that dive on the floor and I'm going to be the guy to get it no matter what mentality just wasn't there. So some of your will had been taken away, and that was what concerned me.
Well, and I think moving forward too, somehow, some way, and I don't know, we'll see if this can happen, you're going to have to find offense from other sources because they're going to take Lindy Waters out of the equation as much as they can, and there are a lot of teams in February that will be able to do that. Cam McGriff, same way. Thomas DeZagua, same way. You're going to have to get, at some point, some significant additional production from Isaac Likely, for example, or Yorne. That happened in little pockets of the game, but in this league, it's tough, and it's tough because they're going to take away your strengths. And those guys hopefully will continue to develop. They're freshmen, so it's hard to expect too much of them right away. But for Oklahoma State to have any type of success in February, that's going to have to happen, because what happened with Thomas DeZagua against South Carolina when he had 19 points, and I don't mean this as an insult to DeZagua, that's over. That's not happening again. Not in the Big 12. It's not happening. Yeah. It's just not going to happen. And so somebody else has to step up, and so those guys will grow, and hopefully that will occur. But it's going to be it's you know, you're a young team, you're a thin team, and at some point it's going to get bumpy. And this was one of them.
I think that initially the Cowboys had some things to try to counter that physical perimeter stuff. In other words, you saw the matchup. You saw who was guarding Lindy Waters at first. You saw it was Barry Brown, and he's strong, but he also gives up about 3 or 4 inches to Lindy. And so the Cowboys tried to post him up early. Lindy may have gotten the ball once. Credit Kansas State for making entry passes a little difficult, but you got away from it because, and then Lindy would pull himself out of the post because he wasn't getting the ball. So there's a whole lot of stuff at play there. I think they're going to go back and they're going to see some of that, and that maybe entry passes into the post to your best passer and Lindy Waters, who has maybe a size advantage over whoever's guarding him, that might be more effective moving forward, because you're going to improve pass angles, and you may not play defenses that can do as much as what Kansas State can do in that situation.
And what you can't do is just freak out and panic, and you have a lot of games left. These things can happen, and they sometimes do happen. It's not something that ordinarily happens on your home floor, but it can, especially against a seasoned team like K-State. So you can't get overwhelmed by what happened in one game, as Coach Boynton was talking about in postgame. You stick to the process and invest in that, and then let things fall as they do.
Yeah.
No, otherwise, you're really playing with a fire, a dangerous fire, caught up in this.
You look at the macro first, and you look at that and say, okay, we weren't tough enough. That was the message. Moving forward, if you make your focus, I'm going to be tougher, more aggressive, I'm going to win these 50-50 balls, that takes care of a lot of other stuff that did not go well today. Now, it doesn't solve everything, but it helps you get back into this to where you're competing to win games. Because if you don't have that, then you're not giving yourself a chance, because you're not going to make enough shots and not be tough. You know what I mean?
Well, I think, and I'm interested to see the other teams in the league we haven't seen. I'm intrigued to see where Kansas State stacks up.
Yeah.
As what we saw in the game here in Stillwater was impressive. You know, where does Kansas stack up? Obviously, they've been battling some adversity, but they seem to be at their best when things seem to be going their worst in their world. Texas Tech at times has been really, really good. I'm fascinated to see the other teams in the conference to see, you know, obviously how the Cowboys perform, but also to see, you know, could this be the year Kansas doesn't win it? We're going to find out as we watch these 2 weeks. I never bet against Kansas, but there's some reasons to think that, as we did last year, that they're vulnerable. And, of course, what happened last year is Keenan Evans got hurt and everything changed for Texas Tech.
Very true. So, yeah, that's a key for Kansas State. The challenge is you can't lose Dean Wade for 6 more games.
Uh-uh.
Can't have Barry Brown go down.
Nope.
Either one of those two guys go down, you're not winning the league.
No. Oh, absolutely not. And everything changes when that's the case. You know, and from a football standpoint, we haven't talked about this yet, but I'm excited about the new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I think, and the thing is, and this has been talked about a lot, so I don't want to beat on this too much, but Coach Gleason was not a guy that just fell out of the sky. He'd been involved in some pretty high-profile jobs, and it will be – it's going to be a little bit different. It's I don't think it'll be same old, same old. It'll be more physical offense, more quarterback run, more design quarterback run. That would suit the skill set of, let's say, Spencer Sanders, for example. And it's obvious when Coach Gundy said after the Liberty Bowl that he wanted to play a more physical style based on who he hired to be his offensive coordinator, he meant it.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking forward to that, too. I mean, I'm – you keep defenses off balance a little bit. You know, you just, it's the next, staying ahead. Look, around here, staying ahead of the posse, you know, it might have a certain meaning, you know, but that's in a good way. That's what I mean.
Changes every 5 years about.
Sure.
Well, look what's happened. Back-to-back years against TCU. When that happens, it's over. He's going to tweak something. He doesn't, that drives him nuts. That's why he's good. That's why people want to work for him. He doesn't let people stop him for more than a year. You might get 2 years if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And then something's going to change. What's going
to
happen.
You know what it took? It took the defensive minds in the league to be able to do it.
Oh, of course, Gary Patterson. Yeah. So now let's see what that wizard has to try to match this wizard. And the bad news is we have to wait several months to see that, but I'll be intrigued to see. I'm fascinated just to see how all that comes together. I'm intrigued by it all.
Yeah, me too. I mean, how much will we be able to see in the spring? I think for those of us who have access, yeah, I think it will be very interesting.
I feel really dumb now, though. We have two Ivy League background coordinators.
Oh, well, I mean, that's nothing new for me. I mean,
I felt dumb anyway, but now I feel really dumb. Robert, though, is the genius. He'll manage.
There's no question that when it comes to this kind of stuff, that Robert Allen is the genius.
He can match up with the Ivy League guys.
I feel like I ought to shout that on the mountaintop. He is the genius when it comes to this, Dave.
We'll let him do all the math with him or whatever it is that he and Coach Knowles choose to do. But I'm interested to see. I think it'll be fun. Just sort of something a little different, which is, again, what his operating procedure has been. That is Coach Gundy since he's been head coach. So an intriguing spring ahead. Okay, well, let's see what this week brings in basketball. A TCU team that, like K-State, has been pretty pesky, at least in the last year or so. A team that is likely an NCAA tournament team, and then at Kansas. So it's probably the toughest week left.
Let's saddle up, partner. A couple of road games.
Hey, why not? That's John Holcomb. I'm Dave Hunziker. Thanks for listening.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.